Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're in the middle of Bava Kama, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, continuing to discuss the issue of an ox killing a slave and how the payments play out. Shimon Lakish, Shor Shemit the Eved Shalom B'Chavana. If an ox killed a slave, but it wasn't intending to, Patur Mishloshim Shkalim, then there is no payment of 30. Shinemar, Kesar Shloshim Shkalim, Yitem Adonav Asher Yisakel. The text says you have to pay Shloshim and kill the ox. What's the juxtaposition? Calls Man Shashor Beskila Habalim Shalim Shloshim Shkalim. Only when the ox is killed, in such a case, do you pay 30. And Ashor Beskila, and Habalim Shalim Shloshim Shkalim. If not, then not. Okay, Amaraba Shor Shemit Ben Chorin Shelo B'Chavana. So in a parallel case would be if an ox killed a free man unintentionally, Patur Mikofer, the owner doesn't have to pay Kofer. Shenemar Hashor Yisakel B'Gam Ba'Lav Yumat Im Kofer Yushat Alav. Meaning he calls Man Shashor B'Skila Ba'Lim Shalom Kofer and Hashor B'Skila Ba'Lim Shalom Kofer. It's kind of an extension of Rish Lakish's halacha. Now, Etave Abaye. Abaye challenges the second halacha. Actually, both. Hemit shori et ploni o shor shor ploni. If a fellow testifies that his ox killed somebody or somebody's ox, harish mashalim al peyatzmo, he has to pay. What is it he pays? My love, kofer. Aren't we talking about the payment for kofer for killing somebody? Lo, damim. We're talking about paying damim for killing the animal or for injuring somebody. E damim e masefa. If that's the case, look at the second half of that ruling. Hemit shori et avdo shor ploni. If you testify that your ox killed somebody's slave, you don't pay. If you just injured him, why not? That's mamon. It clearly would mean the shloshim. So Amar Lei, the answer given to Abaye was, Rabbi gave the answer, Amar Lei, yachil l'shnu l'achresha damim sefer knas. I could answer you that the first half of the brayta is referring to damim, and the second half is knas, which is why you don't pay by your own admission. But I'm not going to give you a stretched answer, as it were, a difficult answer. Really, the whole bright is talking about damim. So why don't you pay in the second half? So watch the equation. In the case of ben chorin, that after all, you would pay kofer if you admitted that the animal did it, because kofer is not a knas. It's a scale based on the reparations. If witnesses came and testified that the ox gored, but we don't know if it's a tam or muad, and if it's a tam, there's no kofer. And the owner says, yes, he was a muad, so you pay kofer, and it's based on your own testimony. If that's the case, then when there are no witnesses, then you pay damim al piatzmo. Right? Because after a kofer, you would pay sort of al piatzmo. Gabe Eved, but in the case of an Eved, she'enom shalom kanas al piatzmo, because you would never pay kanas al piatzmo. Mehechidami, what's the parallel case? Diatu edim asidu bedekatal. If witnesses came and said, yeah, the ox killed that slave. Vluyadi tam have muad ave, and nobody knows if it was tam or muad. Viamar married muad, who, when the master says he was a muad, lomishtalim kanas al piatzmo, you still don't pay the 30. So, hechid aleka edim, so if there are no witnesses, lomishalim damim, therefore, you don't pay damim for the eved in such a case. So what he's saying that the seif of the braita is really talking about payment for damages. But since you wouldn't pay the knas al piatzmo bekavona, therefore, even without witnesses, you would not pay the damim al piatzmo. Now, meitav Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, kol shechayv ben chorin chayv be'eved, we have a statement that says anywhere that liability is there for the kofer for ben chorin, anywhere that there's liability for ben chorin, in the parallel case, there's liability for an eved, ben kofer ben mita, whether for kofer, and we assume the parallel is 30, ben mita, for killing the ox, kofer ben eved mika, what's the kofer with an eved, alolav, dami, must be dami. No, who eka dami hu motiv labu mfarglas, some people say that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak gave his own answer, or Rabba might have answered it. What was the answer? Again, picking on Rabba's somewhat complex development. Any case where Ben Chorin is chayav b'kavana al pi edim to pay kofer, chayav b'eved knas. In such a parallel case, you have to pay 30 for the eved. Any case where you have to pay damim when the animal did not intend, Then, if he attacked the Eved Shalom B'chavana, then you have to pay Domim, but not Kofer. Amalei Rava, Yachi, Isho Shalom B'chavana, P'edim, Mishalom Domim. So Rava comes up with an interesting challenge. He says, if that's the case, then when you light a fire, but you didn't intend to cause any damage, and there's Edim there, you should have to pay Domim. Amalei Rava, Delo Mishalom. So, well, how does Rava know that you don't, that this is a challenge? If it's from that famous Mishnah that we saw, if a kid, was tied to the Gadish, and an Eved was hanging around near the Gadish, and they were burned up, then you're Chayav. Why are you Chayav? Because you're not going to get killed for the Eved, because the Eved should have run away. Therefore, you're Chayav for the money. But the opposite, if the Eved was tied down, then you're Patur. Why? Because you're chayav mitah for the eved. So Amar Shlokish kugon sheitzit begufo shel eved. The reason is we're talking about a case where you lit the body of the eved, and there you really would die for murder. To kamli b'rabinei, and therefore because of kamli b'rabinei you wouldn't pay. So it's not that you're exempt for eish shel b'kavanah. Eval ha-mihad, that's the opposite case. Eval mihad tanya chomer be'eish b'mor. We said where eish is more severe than bor. Sha'eish mu'edet l'chol bein devar ra'uila bein devar shed ra'uila. Eish, you're liable for anything it devours, whether it's something that's fit for eish, like wood, or something that's not, like singeing stones and things like that. Ma'sha'ein kein v'bor. Bor, your potter for kelim, etc. Now, v'ilu sha'eish v'shalem et shalom b'chavana, domi ma'sha'ein kein v'bor lo'tani. But it did not list there that for eish, you pay for things that happen shalom b'chavana. But that doesn't prove anything. You can't argue from omission. Doma Tana Vishir. Maybe the Tana left out another difference between Eish and Bor. El Rava Gufe Buyim and Bayale. The answer is that the issue of Eish Shalom B'chavana wasn't a given fact that Rava was challenging with. It was a question Rava was asking. Isho Shalom B'chavana, Mi Mishalim Domi Malo. Do you pay? Mi Amrin Gabe Shor Huda B'chavana Mishalim Kofer. Do we say that in the context of Shor, where b'chavana you have to pay kofar? So shalom b'chavana mishalim damim. So if it was shalom b'chavana, you have to pay at least for damages. Aval yishod the b'chavana lo mishalim kofar. Remember, there is no kofar for eish, even if you did it intentionally. So shalom b'chavana nami lo mishalim damim. So maybe the whole thing slides down, and therefore, if you lit a fire unintentionally, you don't even pay damim. Odilma came in the gabe shoros shalom b'chavana for gav deleik kofar mishalim damim. Or the other way to look at it is, in the case of Shor, even though you don't pay kofar, but if he attacked unintentionally, you still pay domim. So gabi ishonami, afgav b'chavana lo b'shalim kofar, lo b'chavana yam b'shalim domim. Maybe the eish, even though it's not like Shor, in that there is no kofar, even b'chavana, nonetheless, it's parallel to Shor. Shalom b'chavana, you pay domim. And the real question is, how do you look at kofar? Is kofar raise the entire issue of Shor so that it's one scale up? Or do you say that kofar is a unique halacha when an animal intends to kill somebody or to hurt somebody and he kills them, that you have to pay, but everything else stays the same? Veloyadinan teku. And Rava didn't know the answer to that, so he left it as a teku. So he picked the tzad that you would be exempt from it to use it as a question. Now, Kiatra of Dimir of Yochanan of Dimir brought the following Torah from Eretz Yisrael. Kofar, the Torah says kofar. Matam alomar im kofar. Why did it say im kofar yushatalav? About kofar shelo b'chavana kofar kamana, to say that you have to pay for kofar whether or not it was kamana or not. So darshan the same way. Im eved yigach, about eved shelo b'chavana mi eved kevet shelo b'chavana, to say that you're chayiv for killing an eved shelo b'chavana. Chitei machinam, and if you say that's true, v'amar shloka shor shemita eved shelo b'chavana poter min shlosh mishkalim. But we just learned that shloka said you're poter. So I'm like, Gavra, Gavra, Karamit, you're challenging from one person on another. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish disagree. And Rabbi Yochanan says that if an Evesh, a Shor kills an Evesh, Shalom B'chamana Yechayiv, and Rish Lakish says Yepater. Kiat Ravina Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, Evet, Matam Lomar, Emi Evet, or about Evet, Shalom B'chamana, Kiavet, B'chamana. Indeed, we have such a report from Rabbi Yochanan that just like he said Im Kofar, he also said the same thing about Im Evet, Shalom B'chamana Yechayiv. But the Shlokish disagrees. The Shlokish nami name ami the eved im eved lo hadarish kofar im kofar nami lo darish. Maybe the Shlokish is also consistent on the opposite side and accepts neither drasha, the im extending it to shalom b'chavana, which means that if a shor kills a free man, shalom b'chavana, there's no kofar. So lo eved im eved lo darish kofar im kofar darish. He splits it. He says the eved drasha that we already heard explicitly on the previous amud He does not accept, and he says there is Eved Shelo B'Chavana Yarchayev, but Kofar he does accept, and Kofar Shelo B'Chavana Yarchayev. Umayishna, so why does he read them differently? Eved im Eved lo k'tiv makom tashlumin, because im Eved, the payment is a few words down the line. Kofar k'tiv makom tashlumin. Kofar is written as part of the payment. So therefore, it's as if to say, any time this happens, you have to make the payment. Whereas it doesn't say any time that happens to the Eved, you have to make the payment, because the payment's not written right there. And therefore, they have the word yigach, im Eved yigach. Only yigach is intentional goring. Okay, v'chein bat, ben o bat. The end of the Mishnah said, if you recall, back from two podcasts ago, the end of the Mishnah said that the shor is liable for death, even and can sentence death, even if it killed a child. Tan Rabbanan, o ben yigach o bat yigach, l'chayv al tanim kigdolim. The text is there to tell you that you are liable for the death of children as much as adults. V'alodinu. That's known by Kal v'chomer. Hoel v'chiev adam ba'adam v'chiev shor ba'adam. The Torah found you liable whether you as a person hit another person or whether your ox kills another person or hurts another person. Mak shechiev adam adam oshnamik tanim gdolim. Just like when a person hurts a person, it doesn't matter whether the victim is an adult or a child. Af shechiev shor ba'adam loch tachok v'chiev tanim gdolim. Same thing. If an ox hurts a person, let's not distinguish between the victim being a child or an adult. V'yod kal v'chomer hu. And besides which, I can prove via kal v'chomer that you should be chayev for hurting a child. U'madam adam shelo asa bok tanim gdolim. In the case of a person hurting another person, we don't equate tanim with gdolim, because if the actor, the predator, is a katan, he's patur. Chebo al aktanim kigdolim. Nonetheless, if the victim, in the case of the victims, we don't distinguish. So shor ba'adam sha'asa ba'aktanim kigdolim. In the case of a shor, we don't care if the shor is an adult or not. So enodin shechebo al aktanim kigdolim. So certainly we shouldn't distinguish in the victims. In other words, it's kind of an interesting kal v'chomer. In the case of Adam hurting an Adam, we distinguish between a predator, the actor, the aggressor, being a katan or a gadol. Nonetheless, we don't distinguish between his victims. In the case of a shor, we don't care who the shor is. Certainly, we shouldn't distinguish between his victims. So he said, "Lo, yamarta Adam, Adam shkin chayev avar v'dvarim." After all, when a person hurts another person, it's more chamur because there's four kinds of payment: nezek, tsar, shevet, and boshet, and ripui. So nezek, of course, you have here, but there's the other four. So a shor should chayev b'dalat dvarim. You can't say that about a shor. So therefore, the fact that in the context of a shor we don't distinguish between katan and gadol, shor is still more kal, because it only has one kind of payment. So therefore, I wouldn't know that in the case of shor you would not distinguish between katan and gadolim. Tamal omar ven yigachu bat yigachu. That's what the Torah says, even if the shor kills a kid. L'chayv aktan v'kigdolim. V'ein le'ela m'muadin. But that pasuk's only written about a shor muad. But taminayin, how do I know that if a shor tam kills a kid, that shor tam is killed? So dino hoel v'chiev be'ish v'ish v'chiev ben ubat. The Torah said whether it kills a man or a woman or a son or a boy or a girl. Mak shechiev be'ish v'ish al chilakta v'tam muad. In the case of a man or a woman, that's in the written in the context of tam, so we don't distinguish between tam and muad. Av shechiev ben ubat lo tachlok bo v'tam muad. Same thing, we shouldn't distinguish. V'yod kal v'chomer hu uma ish v'isha shekinu rak kocham nizakin ish v'isha. Don't have a free ride when it comes to nizakin, because if they're the owners of the mazikim, or they themselves are the mazikim, they're chayiv. Lo chilakta b'mitam l'muad. Nonetheless, as victims, we don't care whether they're killed by a tam or muad. Ben ubat shi'afek kocham nizakin. A kid who has a leg up in nizakin, because if they hurt somebody or their property hurts somebody, they're not liable. And odish lo tachlok b'mitam l'muad. Certainly, we shouldn't distinguish. Samarta chidanin kal michamur lachmir alav. Think about this. Do we really judge from a kal to the chamur to make the chamur more chamur? That we don't do. To judge the kal from the chamur to machmir on the kal? That we don't do. What we do with the kal v'chomer is we judge from the kal to the chomer to make the chomer equal to the kal. But not to make the kal more chamur. And that's what you're doing here. You're making the tam more chamur. Right? So the imam marta be'ish v'shash ha'kin chavim mitzvot. This is the knocker. A one that kills an adult, adults fulfill mitzvot. But little kids are not a chayav mitzvot. Therefore, I would think maybe the shore isn't killed. Therefore, the Torah says, "Oh, ben yigach or bat yigach." With lots of extra words, could have said, "Oh, ben or bat yigach." Therefore, everything's being included, whether it's a short tam or short muad, whether it kills or whether it just does damage, it's chayiv in all cases, because I would have reason to think that we would discriminate against children because they're not mekayim mitzvot, and therefore the payment would not be as severe, or the animal would not be killed. Therefore, we need the lesson to teach me that they are. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful day. We'll pick up in the next Mishnah, in the penultimate podcast of this parak, and Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph. In the next case, everyone should have a wonderful day.